Bendix King expands My Wingman and sponsors Rob Holland. The airshow industry is feeling sequestration pains, and the FAA issues an RFP for UAS test sites. This is Aero News for Monday, February the 18th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Honeywell's Bendix King division has revealed that you can now touch and go even farther with the new My Wingman iPad app software version 1.1 update. The My Wingman app now supports attitude and heading reference sensors, delivers improved user interfaces, and provides greater flight planning flexibility. It also brings new, remarkable levels of flight planning, navigation, efficiency, and situational awareness into the cockpit. The update makes My Wingman even more simple, intuitive, and powerful, with multiple improvements over the initial release. This update, combined with the touch-and-go simplicity of features such as advanced synthetic vision, flight plan filing, smart routing, and flexible split-screen views, put the very latest in flight planning right at a pilot's fingertips. This iPad app software upgrade can be downloaded at the Apple App Store. Pilots can download a free 60-day trial of the app also at the Apple App Store. In addition, Bendix King has revealed that it will be a sponsor of Rob Holland's Ultimate Air Shows for 2013. While the news from Bendix King is good for Rob Holland, the overall airshow industry is in a flat spin as we again near the edge of the cliff and the sequestration going over will bring. ANN is tracking an unsettling number of events, airshows, and open houses that either have or soon will be preparing cancellation notices. So far, about a half dozen major events are either getting cut or cut back as they attempt to deal with Pentagon directives to do so, or fearing the financial loss imposed by the cancellation of military participation in their events. ANN has confirmed reports of the cancellation of aviation events at a number of major military bases, such as Luke Air Force Base's Storm on the Horizon, that had been scheduled for March 16th and 17th. Joint Base Langley also announced Friday it was canceling their Langley Air Show, which had been set for May 3rd through the 5th, and the Wings Over Wayne Air Show, scheduled for May at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, has also been canceled. Spokespersons for Oceana Naval Air Station also admitted that their event was probably on the chopping block. More such announcements, possibly many more, are expected. The loss of these events creates a costly and damaging trickle-down effect in the form of direct economic losses felt by supporting local businesses and communities. And without question, the loss of the positive and public opportunities that such events have in getting the public interested in the aviation industry and supportive of our community will further decimate an already embattled industry. The FAA has begun to solicit proposals from state and local governments, eligible universities, and other public entities to develop 6 unmanned aircraft systems research and test sites around the country. Through the FAA Modernization and Reform Act of 2012, Congress directed the FAA to establish this program to conduct critical research into how best to safely integrate UAS systems into the national airspace over the next several years and what certification and navigation requirements will need to be established. The FAA's technical evaluation of submitted proposals will include consideration of geographic diversity, climate diversity, location of ground infrastructure and research needs, population density and air traffic density, as well as specific goals and objectives to be accomplished. The expanded use of UAS represents a major next step in aviation innovation and will present economic opportunities both for the communities that are selected for this pilot program and for the aerospace industry in general. The introduction of these systems into the airspace will also require ensuring that privacy is appropriately protected, so the FAA is also requesting public input into its efforts to ensure that privacy questions surrounding the pilot program are properly addressed. NASA and its international partners are targeting Friday, March 1st, as the launch date for the next cargo resupply flight to the International Space Station by Space Exploration Technologies, or SpaceX. Launch is scheduled for 10:10 Eastern Standard Time from Space Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. SpaceX's Dragon capsule will be filled with about 1,200 pounds of supplies for the space station crew and experiments being conducted aboard the orbiting laboratory. Dragon is then scheduled to return to Earth March 25th for a parachute-assisted splashdown in the Pacific Ocean just off the coast of Baja California. It will be bringing back more than 2,300 pounds of experiment samples and equipment. When Aero News continues, don't count out those jet demos just yet. It's all in who you know, or if millions know you. And a free app to teach us FAA speak.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, February the 18th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Well, there have been many stories, some of them reported here on ANN, about the potential cancellation of air show performances by military jet demo teams like the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. But for now, all four branches of the U.S. military remain hopeful that sequestration-related budget cuts will be avoided between now and the March 1st deadline. Indeed, most are proceeding as though the airshow season will continue just as planned. Just this week, U.S. Air Force Air Combat Command released the 2013 performance schedule for the F-22 Raptor. Still, the military's senior leadership is also making contingency plans in the event politicians do not reach some agreement. As it relates to airshow activity specifically, the current plan is to continue airshow training and participation through March 31st and then end it on April 1st. This would include suspending performances by the Blue Angels and Thunderbirds, as well as single-ship demo performances, static display participation, and previously scheduled air shows and open houses at military bases. If the sequestration-mandated cuts are subsequently restored, some of the airshow activity, like the training and performances of the two U.S. military jet teams, may resume following a brief period of retraining. When a reality TV star and a rapper are trying to make a connection in New York on a flight from Rio de Janeiro to L.A., it just makes sense to take them through a non-public area of an airport to help them make their plane, right? Well, an employee of American Airlines must have thought so. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West got the VIP treatment from an airline greeter who whisked them through the airport to their connecting flight. Unfortunately, according to TMZ and relayed by the L.A. Times, TSA didn't think it was such a great idea and pulled the pair off their flight, rescreened them, and finally allowed them to board, but the flight was delayed nearly an hour. TSA told TMZ that, quote, an airline employee escorted the two travelers through a non-public area in order to provide expedited access to their domestic flight. In doing so, the airline employee violated security protocols, end quote. American, for its part, admitted that its employee was at least partially responsible for the delay, but also cited late-connecting bags as a contributing factor. Yeah, right, it's that old late-arriving bag story again. Well, TSA says it is still investigating the incident. Anyone who's been associated with aviation for any amount of time knows that there is a special language of acronyms associated with almost everything we do as pilots. If you've always wanted a quick, handheld reference to know what that FAA official was talking about, will help maybe on the way from Northstar Group, a provider of program management, systems engineering, acquisition services, communications, and outreach support to the FAA. The company plans to unveil a free FAA acronyms mobile app at the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International's Unmanned Systems Program Review. That in itself is a title that needs an acronym all of its own. Well, NSG says the app is an easy-to-use, searchable list of many of the commonly used acronyms used by the FAA and the aviation industry. The app is downloadable for iOS and Android mobile devices, including iPhones, iPads, and Android handheld and tablet mobile devices. The app allows users to search an extensive list of commonly used FAA acronyms for their definitions. A special feature of the app's service allows users to submit FAA or aviation industry-related acronyms to NSG, which can then be added to the app's acronym list. This enables the free FAA Acronyms app updated constantly by NSG and users alike. It'll be one of the first living apps of its kind. So I guess that means if you don't understand FISDO or MIDO or maybe even DOCIDO, perhaps this app will be of some help. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.